number 10093, Terry C. Moore, west of Road 258, south of Beverly Lane, being Lot 26, Phase 5, within Creek Falls Farm Development. A variance from side yard setback requirement.
My name is Terry Moore. I live at 511.
In Milton?
Yes, okay.
And Ms. Moore, do you swear from the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'm seeking a variance from the side setback because I'd like to put an addition onto my home. I live in a small rancher right now, and I'm originally from PA, and we all have basements to put all our plate things in, and I don't have a basement, so I have to add some space to my home. I looked at a two-story addition, but my parents are getting older, and they spend a lot of time at my home. I'm getting older, and I don't want to be crawling up and down the steps. So the easiest thing would be to add more space on the first floor onto the east side of my home. The footprint that I developed with the builder, it infringes on the setback by about 5 feet, 6 inches on that side. I do have a letter from my neighbor who does not oppose that. He's actually, he wants me to get a little bit of a move on because he wants to actually hook into my fence. You can see by the photos there, the first photo is, if you're looking at my home from the west end, if I had built the home, I probably would have put it on the lot a little bit differently, but I can't build on the west end. The second photo is from my neighbor's house on the east side to show you that there is an ample space in between us, and he does not intend to put anything in that space except landscaping and a privacy fence. And then the third photo is my handwritten rendition of where the proposed addition will lie, and you can see the fence, the edge of that fence is actually about 2 inches on the inside of my current property line now. So there is ample space between him and my property.
Okay. Any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McGee?
No, sir.
Mr. Ratz? Mr. Mills?
You said that you'd be encroaching 5.5 feet. Is that
correct? It's about 5 feet, 6 inches. Actually, the house isn't, I found out, the boundary lines are not exactly square. So the house is not square to the edge. So it's 5 feet on one corner and about 5 feet, 4 inches on the other corner.
Okay, so 5.5 feet foot variance would be enough?
Yes.
Your application requested 5.
Yes, but I actually, 5.6 would be much better.
Any further? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Have you ever had a... you said you had a letter?
I have a letter from my neighbor.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's my next door neighbor.
Okay. She has no objections, Mr.
No objections.
Chairman. This is in favor. Did you ever have any variances on this property before?
No.
Okay. Just wondering.
Okay, hearing there's no one here in objection. Chair will entertain a motion. Again, Chair will call for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10,093. I don't think it alters Central Carthage neighborhood. It looks like there's a good amount of room between him and her and the neighbor now. The neighbor doesn't object. He's in favor of. I'd vote to pass.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,093. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Okay, I'm okay for the 5 feet, 6 inches. Okay, thank you very much.
Case number 10,093.